Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kelly Ritalik of Angus Genetics. Back with Kelly in just a moment.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-veal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
In this world of genomic EPDs, there are differences in how older and younger cattle are reflected in the genetic evaluation that goes into making up that genomic EPD of a particular animal. Kelly Ritalik is Director of Genetic and Genomic Programs with Angus Genetics, and she says, yep, there is a difference between old and new genetics and how credit is conveyed when the genomic evaluation.
On occasion when we're out talking to members, we get the question whether we're accurately comparing old and new genetics. And a lot of times this has to do with the fact that we have a cow that comes in and ratios well for her weaning weight progeny records. For instance, one of the comments we hear from members a lot of times is that my cow, who was born several years ago, has a weaning weight ratio of 3 at 108. But really, what does this 3 at 108 wean ratio really mean? And I think that's how we get into this conversation about divulging whether or not we're comparing and accurately comparing the old and new genetics precisely enough in our genetic evaluation.
So the question is, what contributes to the National Cattle Evaluation? Ritalik explains how the data you submit on your herd is used and how it actually fits.
Within the genetic evaluation, we obviously start with your performance record or your phenotype on your individual animal. And what we're doing as geneticists and what we're doing with your data in-house is basically parsing apart the genetics and the environmental piece of that performance data point. So when we talk about the genetic piece, we basically have the additive genetic variance and our non-additive genetic variance proportions. And what we're talking about with the additive genetic variance is we're talking about that heritable portion that gets passed down from generation to generation. The non-additive genetic variances are going to be those variances due to things like crossbreeding. When we talk about the environmental piece of performance, we're talking about the things that we know and the things that we can explain that basically control a proportion of that performance within the contemporary group. So when we think about those known and unknown genetic effects, we're able to actually delve them apart when we start talking about using an animal model, which basically allows us to further parse apart the genetic from the environmental components when you're sending in your individual performance data.
Kelly Ritalik says that genetic trends are an indicator of the accuracy of the data, helping to verify the EPD itself that's published by AGI and the American Angus Association.
The first thing we want to look at are the genetic trends across the population. If we're inaccurately assessing the genetic merit between these two groups, basically what we would see in our genetic trends is an inflation in recent years in our genetic trends for things like weaning weight EPD and milk EPD, and a deflation in the animals in the past few decades. When we analyze these trends, though, we can map year over year our genetic trends through our sire evaluation report, and we can see that these genetic trends line up one on top of the other. This supports that we are accurately assessing the differences between the new and old genetics, as we see no inflation or deflation of these genetic trends.
Now, it's important to remember that EPDs are a great tool that can assist in navigating your breeding decisions. But Kelly Ritalik reminds you, it's important to remember that there are many, many variables that can affect the overall performance of your beef cattle.
The variation that we see in an individual performance trait isn't all genetic. If all of our traits had a heritability of one, we would be able to make fast genetic progress, and all the variation that we were experiencing in that individual performance trait would be due to genetics. Unfortunately, we have this big E, or environmental component, that really plays a huge role in many of our individual traits that we're measuring. Due to the great management decisions made by you as individual producers, your cows are given ample opportunities to be successful, especially when we're talking about raising and weaning a healthy calf. So it's important to keep in mind that when we're reporting that individual information, even though two cows may ratio the same, doesn't mean they have the same genetic potential when we're starting to talk about comparing them across genetic lines, across different contemporary groups, and within the entire genetic evaluation.
Every data point submitted contributes to increasing the accuracy of the genetic evaluation. Now, you can go to the American Angus Association YouTube channel, Angus TV, and watch the full-length Conveying Credit webinar that was put on by Kelly Retallick in recent days. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 11th. It'll start at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Offering 29,125 head, 8,100 yearling steers, 4,800 yearling heifers, and 8,700 weaned calves. For details of when a lot will sell, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Or for more information, call Superior at 1-800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.